This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that modern India is being built step by step and the idea of inclusive growth and the rule of law is gaining ground in the country. He said that these principles are central to the policies and activities of the government. He said this while addressing the Indian community in Switzerland capital Geneva yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the government is promoting women-led development, which was also emphasized during India's G20 presidency last year. Speaking about the conduct of elections, Dr. Jaishankar praised country's democratic process. He also said that NDA government's third term is a significant milestone, allowing them to evaluate past progress and shortcomings and make necessary improvements for the future. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar congratulated Cameroon's former Prime Minister Philemon Yang on assuming the presidency of the 79th United Nations General Assembly. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the General Assembly's leadership on the priorities of the Global South is crucial. He added that India is committed to playing a constructive role in achieving these shared goals under the new UNGA President's stewardship. Government has decided to rename Port Blair in Andaman and Nicobar Islands as Sri Vijayapuram. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government took the decision to free the nation from the colonial imprints. He said Sri Vijayapuram symbolizes the victory achieved in the country's freedom struggle. The Union Home Minister said the island territory that once served as the naval base of Chola Empire is poised to be the critical base for our strategic and development aspirations. The minister said it is also the place that hosted the first unfurling of the Tiranga by Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose and also the cellular jail in which Veer Savarkar and other freedom fighters struggled for an independent nation. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has been released from the Tihar jail. The Supreme Court granted him bail in the Delhi excise policy case. Addressing the party workers outside Tihar jail, Mr. Kejriwal thanked people who prayed for his release. He said, "Every moment of his life is dedicated to the country." Kerala Governor Arif Muhammad Khan and State Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and BJP President J.P. Nadda paid tributes to the CPIM's Sitaram Yechury at his house in New Delhi. He passed away at Ames on Thursday. Today, the body of Sitaram Yechury will be kept at the party headquarters, AK Gopalan Bhavan, New Delhi, for public viewing and paying homage between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Subsequently, his body will be taken to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, where it will be donated for medical research as per his wishes. Government has removed the minimum export price of $950 per ton for issuing registration cum allocation certificates for export of basmati rice. In a social media post, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal hailed the decision, saying that the export of high-quality rice will boost farmers' earnings. He said this will also boost the export and also increase the income of farmers. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur on Sunday. In a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that the Prime Minister will distribute sanction letters to around 20,000 beneficiaries in the state. Apart from this, more than 5 crore rupees will be transferred directly to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries through a single click. He added that a housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed houses of 46,000 beneficiaries will also be held. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Tanisha Krasto and Dhruv Kapila progressed to the semi-finals of the Vietnam Open at Ho Chi Minh City. Sixth-seeded Dhruv and Tanisha came from behind to register a thrilling win over the top-seeded compatriots Satish Kumar Karunakaran and Adya Varyat, 14-21, 21-10, 21-14 in the quarter-finals. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.